Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Trump Newcomb, and here's what he has to say. Hello, Mr. Sandman. I'm not sure if you've actually covered this in a previous video, though I've been thinking lately about the stereotypes that women constantly drone on about. That's their go-to for steering conversations into the we can do better feminist rhetoric, which quite often is the women can multitask BS, which is them working as hard as they can to convince everyone that they're running themselves off their feet, which is often exaggerated and a lie. I usually respond with, men are masters at whatever task they choose to perform at the present time, and it stumps women before they can spew their rehearsed misandry speech. If women still continue to spew nonsense at that point, then I ask them to picture a situation where a woman's driving with a few passengers in a car, playing videos and distracting the driver with entertainment gossip, and to top it all off, the driver's phone rings. I ask them if they feel safe with a distracted driver dividing their mental capacity by each task being performed, or would they feel safer with a driver who's only focusing on driving? The same can be said with any situation that involves multitasking. That person is only as good as their mental capacity being divided by each task. I'd appreciate your MGTOW analysis on this topic as always, Mr. Sandman, and feel free to bring in other stereotypes that women cling into in order to push the we can do better feminist narrative. Your MGTOW red pills are saving lives every day, Mr. Sandman. Thank you for your tireless work. Will Trump Newcomb, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. Mental processing power is like computer RAM. If you've got dozens of processes running in the background on your computer, it's going to slow it down. So if a woman is multitasking, it's like she's got spyware running in her mind slowing her down, i.e. gossip in her brain. If driving was a mental process that was as unforgiving as being a pilot, then the majority of female population, if they were forced to fly, would find themselves in a hole in the ground, caused by their lack of attention to the horizon. Women play off multitasking as a strength instead of a weakness. They don't seem to want men to realize that if they lack focus and concentration, then it's harder for you to think. It's a handicap, and they're trying to make every institution favor their scatterbrain way of doing things. Take education, for example. A lot of boys get ADHD in school and then have to be medicated, and the system says there's an illness preventing boys from focusing on something. But the school environments are too wide with their curriculum for male kids, and not narrow enough. We're creating educational environments to cater to girls because they focus on broad subject matter, and they aren't focused enough for the dudes. In the third grade, I was finally starting to learn because my teacher was a male. He focused on heavy repetition of multiplication tables, constant spelling quizzes, and no board games or toys. There was discipline in learning. He probably understood that education is simply nothing more than error correction. You repeat the same task enough times until it becomes second nature, and you become an expert. But you can't do that if you're switching tasks every 15 minutes. There's a saying out there for this where a woman is called a Jill of all trades, but a master of none. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Cash Discount Pro. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now back to the look busy and multitask because Jesus is coming back clown world show. The typical muff magician will try and switch tasks at work constantly to look busy to trick employers, and men in general, that she is productive. Meanwhile, they're really scatterbrained, like birdshot instead of high-precision sniper shots. They jump from idea to idea or task to task without the ability to commit to any one thing. Successful men, on the other hand, are more like a deep well or a series of deep wells. Every activity we do is concentrated in a silo for a while, and we try to block all other thoughts out of our brains. We're concentrating our mental processing power. That's how our male brains tend to operate. Focus on one task at a time to the detriment of all others. Women, on the other hand, because they evolved to look after children, constantly calculate their place in the hierarchy, as well as which men have sexual marketplace value that's higher, and they have to juggle many different people and things at the same time. This makes them better in multitasking, so they're like a shallow pond that covers a greater surface area. But the depth of skill and attention to detail just isn't there. This has to be the case because women typically have had 5 to 10 children throughout history, and they had to keep track of each one of them so they don't end up dying due to some sort of dangerous situation. They couldn't afford to invest too much time in only one offspring, or our species never would have made it this far. Multitasking is not a weakness in child-rearing, but it's a weakness in a capitalist economy where the more highly specialized you are, the higher your pay grade tends to be. Not all women, but it's the general rule. When I see a woman able to focus her attention in long periods of time on the same thing, it makes me wonder if she has a penis under her skirt. In ancient times, you probably didn't see men multitasking by daydreaming while hunting buffalo, or thinking about how he relates to everyone else in his hunting party now, do you? Men have to specialize or everyone starves. It's the majority of women's Jill-of-all-trades shallow pool mentality, which is why automation will take away their jobs first. Because, for example, take dollar stores. It won't be long before mopping and sweeping robots start to join the self-checkout counter robots. Then when shelf-stocking robots show up, there won't be anyone in the store anymore. Today, 90% of those jobs I see are for females. When that happens, stores will be open 24 hours a day, with no employees needed. The jobs that are simple, menial, and repetitive tasks will be replaced first. But it'll be all right as those women get their universal basic income and are content chatting with their friends and going on the internet, or eating themselves into oblivion. They can even practice their multitasking by putting food in their pie holes while people pump the like button on their latest pet cat post. Another place where multitasking fails is with regards to innovation. To think critically about the world or invent new devices or ways of seeing the world, you have to be almost autistic and focus on it constantly and give it all your attention. It's not that women are incapable of doing this. It's just that it takes far more willpower for the average woman to accomplish when compared to the average man. And that's why when I see a woman being able to sit still and focus her attention on one thing, I think she's a really rare woman. With regards to multitasking, I get annoyed and angry when I have multiple things to do in the same time. Talking to a friend, remembering to make sure my food doesn't burn on the stove. Working on client videos and uploading videos at the same time. When I have to do all that switching between each task for a few minutes, it's overwhelming for a man. I would just prefer to sit and write my video scripts for 2 or 3 hours at a time and not have my train of thought interrupted over and over again. Why do you think that for the longest time in office spaces, there were female secretaries taking care of all the small menial tasks that distracted men? Companies realized that men would be far more productive if they went into the office, closed their office door, and spent a few hours clearing their mind and thinking up a new business strategy or way to market a product. As a society, you don't want to waste the highly specialized processing power of the high IQ male professional. So in the end, his female support secretary staff gets to feed off the scraps of his mental prowess. Take many of the male doctors I've been to with female staff. If the doctor is good, then the staff can treat the patients terribly, and they'll keep coming back for more. They can dump their toxic emotional waste on the people waiting to see the doctor, because usually there are zero repercussions for their behavior. Whenever I've looked into seeing a new doctor in the past and read the Rate My Doctor or Rate My MD website, the complaints against the female staff were usually pretty bad. They're hired to multitask and they can't even do that properly. I'm tired of women telling everyone how good they are at multitasking. It's their nature to be good at it, at least better than men. It would be the equivalent of men going around and rubbing into women's faces that were physically stronger than them. Everyone knows it, so why bother repeating it? But I guess that when you're a one-trick testicle-sucking pony, you have to repeat over and over again that your skill is being able to hold more than one of them in your mouth at the same time. Multitasking is not good for you either. Our attention is like a spotlight or zoom lens that alternates back and forth. You can zoom in on a tiny narrow field of study or information, or you can pretty much use a wide-angle lens to see more in your field of vision. But you can't see very much detail in that case. There are also some forms of multitasking that do work. For example, as I'm scripting this video, I'm also listening to music. That's because each of these things involves processing powers and resources in the mind that are completely different. The same goes for driving and listening to music. But when you're on the phone in your car, regardless of if you're hands-free or not, most people tend to create mental images which distract them from the things that they're seeing on the road. I never had a problem with that. The first at-fault accident I ever had was when I was on the phone, and it was sitting in my lap on speakerphone while I was talking to someone. I was distracted when it fell off my thigh, and I went to pick it up and didn't brake in time for the car ahead of me, and that was that. This is before my car had Bluetooth hands-free device connections. If the phone was against my head when speaking, I never would have hit that other car. But that's a topic for another day. The truth about multitasking is that it makes us inefficient, both men and women. Women not as badly inefficient. It's a greater weakness for men when compared to women. Women take advantage of that by filling job positions where multitasking is more important. But again, it doesn't mean that women are good at it. It just means they aren't as bad at it as men are. I would also expect women that work at multitasking retail and customer service jobs to get more nasty in the coming months and years, especially if inflation heats up. Many of them are already on the financial edge when it comes to making their ends meet. But if prices continue to go up 10 to 20% a year for the next however many years, their moods are going to get real nasty. I have to keep warning you guys about inflation because it's a serious thing. Even Google would rather protect shareholders such as myself instead of giving their employees raises to match inflation. They also lowered the pay for employees that work remotely in areas to adjust for the cost of living. If there's anything you should be multitasking right now, it should be your investments and your assets to make sure their value doesn't get eaten up by inflation. Even with my own money management skills, I still only managed to pull 20 to 25% rate of return over the last year in tech growth stocks. But I found a fund that manages things for me and earn 34% a year during the same time. That's when I realized it's better for me to pay someone the 0.6% management fee because they specialize in what they're doing instead of letting my own financial multitasking be my weakness. That fund is a U.S. technology fund called IYW. As men, we know we aren't good at multitasking, and when it comes to money, our pride seems to get in the way of finding good money managers to help us take care of things for us. Or when we try and find a cure for our own health ailments instead of going out there and asking for the advice of as many people as we can until we finally get some good advice. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Trump Newcomb for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that most men want to multitask by smashing two women at the same time in a threesome. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the overweight women trying to sell their large size as a virtue relative to obese women away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.